This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
2025. I think there should be more.
I almost wonder this.
Easy
though,
to use.
Is it designed to not be that way?
Right, because they want to keep you on there.
Because do we really believe if they have the engineers that are capable of coming up with the technology? Really, the step too far is being able to seamlessly switch. I think it's designed to.
You're right. No, it's
get
like
you there and keep you there.
It's like there should be a pedestrian bridge from the Pinch District to the Bass Pro to easily access the Bass Pro Pyramid, but the Bass Pro Pyramid doesn't want that there, so you stay at the Bass Pro Pyramid.
Well, I know this is true. They've made it a little bit better because of audience complaining. But remember how when we first really started having stuff on ESPN Plus, like we had to watch Tiger games on ESPN Plus, and you would just sit there and scroll for an hour to find the Tiger game?
Yeah.
It was designed to be that way. It was designed to keep you in the app so that you would be enticed to either A, stay longer, or B, maybe buy that $59 UFC fight.
right. You have to get through that.
Correct.
To find the game. But it does seem easier to find once you get to, if you know where you got to go, it does seem a little bit easier, but you're right. They want to keep you there.
And now it's done a better job of, like, for instance, if I am watching UAB North Texas, it started an hour earlier, and then I go and watch the Tiger game, and at half, I want to go back. They've make it to where UAB North Texas is earlier in the window than it used to be. Like, you'll see it much quicker. But it's still not good.
You definitely, if you get on any of the traditional, whether it's Max, Peacock, all those other ones, they will tell you what game is happening.
Yes.
You'll see that whatever big game they're pushing, you'll
except
be able to
get Peacock. You're right. Like, Max, whatever Turner has that night.
I feel like Peacock has been showing me like a game that's coming up that's not even happening.
Because on Peacock, I have to like go into two different portals. Like, you got to go to sports, and then you got to scroll over. Yeah. I will give ESPN Plus a compliment. Oh. In the year 2025, they have now added the feature that you don't have to go to the main menu to select browse and then find the sport. Now on the front page, if you just want to say men's college basketball, you can go and click down men's college basketball and take you to the games. You don't have to go to the fifth step to get there.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm puzzled by a
day
lot of
stuff.
The app stuff, but like when HBO Max became Max, like the app got so much worse. Like they
100%.
Stuff just happened. Like all of a sudden, like, why did y'all change the stuff to begin with? Like they finally figure it out, and then they got to do it differently so you can figure it out and stay longer, right? But that's our TV timeout, Jeffrey.
Get here, stay here. All right, when we come back, let's get into the world of fast food. Massive, massive news for Memphis and fast food. I consider myself an expert on the subject. We'll discuss that. Also, the commissioner did it again. We'll talk about that. And the Grizzlies as well. CJ Hurt coming up during hour number two. Stick around and listen. Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Valentine's Day is coming up, and our good friends over at Robert Irwin Jewelers have the Valentine's Day trifecta for you. Shop now through Valentine's Day and get a dozen fresh roses and a box of chocolates free with any purchase of $99 or more. You can pick them up with your voucher between February 11th and 14th. But remember, head in now because it's only while supplies last. If you're thinking about a Valentine's Day gift for someone special in your life, check out the new 2-carat lab-grown diamond tennis bracelets. It's one of the hottest gifts of the season. You can get yours for just $7.99, but again, you got to hurry on in because there's a limited supply and they are going fast. Also, if you're thinking about getting engaged during the Valentine's Day season, go do what I did. Go see the fine folks over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You can choose from any of their in-store selection of engagement rings, or you can do what I did, which is get a custom-made engagement ring. It's not as daunting as it sounds. It's definitely not even as impressive of an achievement as it sounds, because guess what? The fine folks at Robert Irwin Jewelers do all the work. I came in with two or three pictures of concepts that my wife had in mind. We picked out the center cut diamond. Howie and the good people over at Robert Irwin Jewelers made the ring come to life. We've even added on to my wife's engagement ring. She absolutely adores it. One of the great moments in life, I will from time to time catch her staring down at her ring and start smiling at it. So I at least did something right for her. Again, during the sale right now, any purchase of $99 or more gets you a dozen fresh roses and a box of chocolates. They also have great financing options right now, 12 months interest-free financing, or you can take up to 60 months to pay. Shop early for the best selection, bigger, brighter diamonds, all at better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers, 5 locations, or you can shop online at rijewelers.com. CJ Hurt going to join us next segment. Grizzlies Raptors coming up a little bit later. We'll talk to him about that and more, but now let's get into the list. All right, Kevin, with the trade deadline bearing down upon us, 2 p.m. Yes. tomorrow. So by the time
2 p.m. tomorrow.
By the time Cobb and I come to air tomorrow, we will know if the Grizzlies have done anything, they've done nothing, if they've done something minor, something major. We'll know all that tomorrow. But
under 24 hours away,
we did get the injury report for tonight against the Raptors. Brandon Clark has been moved up to questionable. John Conchar is questionable, but Marcus Smart and Vince Williams Jr. also have been upgraded to questionable. That falls in line with the trend that we've normally seen. When guys go from out to doubtful, usually the next game they get listed as questionable. As long as they go through pregame warmups, two thumbs up, we will see Marcus Smart and Vince Williams Jr. tonight. And I think it's kind of interesting from this perspective of, is this going to be the deadline moves that the Grizzlies make? You know, you'll oftentimes hear this: well, we didn't make a deadline move, we got some guys back from injury, and perhaps those are the two additions. Or is it possible with some of the rumored deals that we've seen out there, you get a look at Marcus Smart for one game? I tend to think this is a little bit of a signal that, nah, this is kind of what we've got. Now, we don't know what deals could or couldn't transpire the rest of the way throughout the league that could maybe make other stuff available. But I do think it's kind of nice at this point. Yes, you still have Dez out with the foot, but that was, by all accounts, that was better than what it could have been. It could have been an ankle, but it was a foot rather, so everyone feels a little bit better about that possible injury. But it does feel like we're getting into a season and the Grizzlies are starting to get healthier. Also, over at ESPN Plus, they have ranked they've done the power rankings post trade deadline deals that have been done so far. So again, I guess this will be updated probably after tomorrow. Grizzlies maintain their current spot. They are fourth in the NBA power rankings. That falls in line also with the overall standings. Grizzlies have the fourth best record in the NBA. How are you feeling about this season? Because I do think there's kind of an interesting question of, I think rightfully so, some fans are kind of, okay, wake me up in the playoffs. It's not that like I'm not rooting for my guys, but you know, this feels like a postseason sport. Then you have others that are like, enjoy the ride. Like this is awesome. Where do you come down?
Well, of course you got to, yeah, enjoying the journey is such a big part of it, right? And especially when you get players like Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr. Doing just remarkable things every night that they're on the floor. But I mean, I'm more focused on like, okay, this is the trade deadline, right? We're 24 hours in. as someone who follows this team, what are the fans thinking? Or do the Grizzlies, what's the need for a trade tomorrow, Jeffrey? Do you feel like we need to get a trade done in the next 24 hours for the Grizzlies to be successful? I feel like they keep the same team. You still got a great shot to do something in the postseason. Or are you saying they got to make this one move or their shot is going to be limited? What is their, what is your opinion watching this team closely? Because is Lonzo Ball?
Yeah, that was the one. I guess I might be in the minority on this one. I'm kind of indifferent on Lonzo Ball. In fact, I would probably lean.
No, thank you. You'd
have to give something up. And do I think Lonzo is probably night after night a better backup point guard option than what the Grizzlies have? Yes, but I don't think it's worth the cost that you would pay.
It seems too making a move to make, and especially because you're talking backup point guard, and you're backing up Ja Morant. So, like, I think I don't know if that's the game changing move that they have to.
I think
because what you want is Ja playing a lot of minutes in order to be successful.
So, see if you like, buy this.
Your secret to success is not necessarily the backup point guard.
I wouldn't mind a little front court insurance policy.
Okay.
In that, okay, one of my biggest concerns about the team heading into the playoffs is something that you and I've talked about on the show, which is, okay, are we really going into the playoffs where the Grizzlies are going to be heavily dependent on two rookies and one in particular in Zach Edey that seems to be more situational? Like Jalen Wells has been pretty consistent. He gets into a little bit of trouble when he goes up against really physical wings, but with Edey, when you can play Edey off the floor. Like, so would I like to have maybe a little front court depth? Sure. I still don't know A, what is out there, B, what it would cost. I tend to think that you're probably just best like keeping it going because the opportunity cost to me.
And I just think like it's underrated. This team, as of right now, is positioning themselves greatly for the playoffs, right? Position yourself for home court advantage and where you're going to should get out of the first round, no matter what happens, right? The injuries aside, we're knocking on every piece of wood we can. But the team is going to be positioned for a great round one matchup in the playoffs. It's underrated to me. You talk about the rookies, like getting that playoff experience now, like even if, so if they're not successful because these guys are rookies, well, next year they won't be rookies when you have them on the team and they'll have a year of some playoff basketball under their belt. And yes, every year right now you want to hope to try to break through and make it to the NBA Finals. We don't know, honestly, after obviously last weekend, we have no clue what any team is going to be doing. And
you can't
try to predict that by any means with Luka now in L.A. And he's looking interesting out there, by the way.
Yeah, I mean,
but so I don't feel like the Grizzlies are in a must need to make a change at all. Situation because I mean Jaren's playing the best basketball of his career. You have a lot of things that are going very well right now under how the team is constructed.
Yeah, the one that was not making any sense to me and now it's starting to look like sanity is clearing out. The idea that the Phoenix because they couldn't move Bradley Beal because he wouldn't waive his no trade clause. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, now we'll ship off Kevin Durant so we can get Jimmy Butler. That made absolutely no sense to me. Now right. It sounds like Durant's not going to go for that, and so it seems like Phoenix is backing off that. I mean, you still have the Jimmy Butler question looming. I mean, is it weird to think like they might just have to awkwardly figure out how to get back together, the Heat and Jimmy Butler?
I think that's – I mean, I was reading Chris Harrington's piece from earlier in the Daily Memphian. He's got a lot of great stuff. I'm sure we'll talk about tomorrow on the Jeff Calkins show. But yeah, it feels like that could be what happens. I mean, that's the big story to watch in the next 24 hours from the league perspective of Jimmy Butler. It's been the conversation that has been got overshadowed by other stuff here over the past week. But
yeah, obviously had Middleton today. They moved Middleton to the Wizards for Kuzma. I tend to believe that said more about the health of Chris Middleton. Like, hey, he's got this massive contract. He's not playing a lot for us. he's been dealing with injuries. We're going to go with somebody that is a little bit more dependable night after night. So they go and get Kuzma. There are some people out there that were trying to insinuate this was getting under the second tax apron so that they could go get Jimmy Butler. I tend to believe it was just getting under the second apron so that they didn't have to pay the penalty.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Like that to me kind of stood out. And then
it opens up your options, but yeah, it also saves you money.
Yeah. And then a lot of the other deals that we saw today were kind of at the margins. And it did also feel like there were a lot of NBA reporters that felt like they were trying to make a big deal out of pretty marginal transactions. Like, oh, this is after everybody getting killed on the Luka trade.
But I mean, if the Grizzlies are losing a player, and that's always a thing, right? You can get crushed. Grizzlies fans easily get crushed. Like, oh no, so and so leaves the team. It seems like the odds-on favorite to be involved in a trade is Marcus Smart, right? We're talking Marcus Smart
strictly from money
in the 2025 pick in this year's draft. If the Grizzlies are going to put something together, it's going to involve those guys, and anything else would be a surprise. Anything else of major heartbreak would be a surprise from the Grizzlies.
All right, In-N-Out Burger. All right, Kevin, this was yesterday. I think the Memphis Business Journal had it first, or maybe it was a press release.
I do believe that.
But I the first place I saw it was the Business Journal, so I will credit them. In-N-Out, which we learned, I guess, a year ago, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little less. I don't know. Time stands still. In-N-Out had announced that they were going to the Nashville market.
Yeah, their Eastern headquarters in Nashville.
Correct. And so we also got the report yesterday that they will be opening up locations throughout the South, including 4 to 5 locations here in Memphis.
Yes.
I know how I feel about In-N-Out Burger. I don't even know if you've had In-N-Out Burger.
I have had it.
I need to know, how did this make you feel?
I'm excited, right? I think we want to be involved. This is one of those, you can compare it to sports type of scenario. If you're Memphis, you want to be involved in it. If In-N-Out is expanding beyond California, well, we want to be involved in that. We want to have a location here because when we get one, we're going to have it before Birmingham, and we're going to have it before Jackson, Mississippi, mm-hmm. or wherever else. Like it's going to be something that we have here that they don't have somewhere else. So I want to be involved in that. I enjoy an In-N-Out Burger. It's fine. It's not my number one draft pick, and I actually did a draft on the radio before on what fast food chain I would like to see in Memphis. It's up there, though. I think it's a favorite with a lot of people. It's got the name. The burger's fine. The fries are not that great. Animal style is a little overrated, mm-hmm. But it is like the signature off-menu item-ish type of thing to point to.
The Flying Dutchman, come on.
Well, what now?
Yeah, we know the secret menu.
The secret menu. All right. But it's not so secret menu of getting, animal style. But anyway, what are your thoughts? I will go to it In-N-Out. I have no clue what the prices are,
Still pretty reasonable. Number one, anyone out there that tells you In-N-Out's overrated, you're wrong. Straight up, you're just wrong.
I think it can be. I think people, you say wrong.
Straight up wrong.
All right.
The burger itself is phenomenal. The consistency throughout all locations is
consistent.
Remarkable.
But they also have a small number of locations in comparison right now. So as you expand, that's going to open up the door for some.
What the real test for me was when they started expanding to Texas. I was like, okay, I got to try this. Still,
you had it in Texas?
Correct. Okay. Still remarkably consistent. There's no denying. There's no getting around it. The fries are trash. They're terrible. Now, if you want a little secret, ask for no salt on your fries, because then they have to go and make they have to give you a fresh batch with no salt. And the half-life of In-N-Out French fries is about 0.6 seconds. So if you at least have them fresh, they're tolerable. They still taste like cardboard, but the fries stink. There's no getting around it. The quality consistency, second to none. Burger's outstanding. But it does bring the better question that you ask,
yes.
Which is, what else do we need that we don't have?
What else? Because we just got Whataburger. I have not had Whataburger since it came to Memphis, but I do love Whataburger, and it's great. I've just not eaten at a Memphis location. I think I've probably eaten it outside of Memphis since it came here. Whataburger is the most recent, like, big name fast food that came here. And now we've got In-N-Out officially more than likely coming here in the next few years. We know by the end of the year, Raising Cane's, which is my go-to number one fast food restaurant we do not have in Memphis, will be here. There's clickbait articles right now at thecommercialappeal.com about the one that's going to be by Wolf Chase. And, of course, there's going to be one right off of 55 in South Haven. So by the end of the year, we'll have Raising Cane's. We've already got Whataburger. Bojangles is popping up all around. Some people like it. Some people
Here's the problem. We don't have Bojangles. We have fake Bojangles.
It's what makes it fake?
They don't have bone-in chicken.
They don't?
No. The only one that has bone-in chicken is the Horn Lake one. Shout out GP, but no.
Really? Okay.
This new CEO that comes in at Bojangles goes, I got a brilliant idea. I'll justify my existence. We're going strictly to chicken tenders. They don't even have one of the iconic items. The whole point you go to Bojangles is to get bone-in chicken and mashed potatoes with, wait for it, sausage gravy. It's delicious. Yes. It's dynamite.
Well, I mean, that's shout out to Jack Purtle's chicken.
Yes.
Jack Purtle's chicken. Go to Jack Purtle's, get the gravy and dip everything you get in the gravy at Jack Purtle's. But that's an issue because Hardee's for a while would have the regular traditional
chicken.
You call it bone. It's fried chicken is what that
is.
Their stuff is fried chicken tenders.
The problem is now when you ask if you have fried chicken, they've learned the catch.
Right.
Well,
but
tenders are fried.
Hardee's used to have that. Now, Jack's, the Alabama chain that we now actually do have in Memphis, too. Not Jack Purtle's, but not Jack in the Box.
And not J-Bo, yes.
Yeah, but Jack's, there's like some locations on the outskirts of Memphis that you can go to, I believe, maybe right over the Mississippi line or something. But they do I'm not as big a fan, but they do have fried chicken and burgers. Like,
yes, they have.
The old Hardee's style.
Yeah.
So what's the best top right now fast food chain that Memphis doesn't have because I mean one of the great things about traveling is to eat at restaurants that you don't have, you know, eating, right? I love traveling and
absolutely
eating, but your budget means sometimes you're going to eat at the fast food, and so you want to eat a fast food restaurant that you don't have, maybe try it out, right? See what it's all about. What's your pick? What's now on the top? Cuz I think Whataburger was on the top of a lot of people's boards, Raising Cane's was on the top of a lot of people's boards, In-N-Out was on a top of one, but kind of felt fantasy for a long time until that Nashville news.
Correct. Like,
you'd never get an In-N-Out burger here. What's now on the top of your board? If it was not already still on the top of your board. I'm guessing you're a fan of In-N-Out, so that was on
absolutely.
The top of your...
Culver's.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking that because Culver's has got to be it.
You can tell me I can get a hamburger steak and I can get a milkshake? Oh my God, yes.
Culver's might be it.
Cardinal game road trip, to your point, like...
That's
a lot of the trip is built around either the Culver's right when you get outside of St. Louis on 55, or I think it was at Cape Girardeau. I think there's one in Cape Girardeau that it's like the halfway point. Culver's is up there. I don't know how everyone else feels about this.
I love Culver's. There are some in Tennessee. One kind of outside of Nashville. I'm surprised we don't have Culver's yet. We do have Freddy's, which is a good kind of close to equivalent of a Culver's, but if you ever been to Freddy's?
You can't get the hamburger steak at Freddy's.
All right, well, I'm not saying it's the same thing. I like Culver's.
Part of Culver's charm is the diversity of menu.
True, yeah. I love Culver's is on the top of the list. I think there's an undisputed top three, Jeffrey. Culver's, I think, should be on there, but it's also one that may be kind of the dark horse for a lot of people. Also, Shake Shack. I believe Shake Shack, but you don't say
I don't know what to do. I put Shake Shack in a different category.
You say it's not fast food, but we can get into the do you have to have a drive through to be fast food debate because people consider Subway and pizza places fast food.
What do you
food.
Do with, like,
and,
well, I don't like it. I won't clamor it. Like, people that want California Pizza Kitchen.
Yeah.
CPK stinks.
Is that, but that's that is more of a.
It's more fast casual.
Fast casual, yeah. But you're not going to call Shake Shack fast casual. It's still very much.
I mean, Shake Shack to me is in the same category as Five Guys.
Which is
it's not fast food, but it's not fast casual. It's somewhere in between.
So we're going, but the fast casual, the idea of that is it's in between regular restaurant and fast food.
Right, but this is a subgenre.
All right, so we have Shake Shack, Culver's, and then I think White Castle is on the list.
Glad you brought it up because this is the wrong take.
I'm saying it's on the list.
Had White Castle and thought that was better than Crystal?
Never. I'm with you. I am a Southerner through and through, born and raised in Crystal Country. Crystal is better. I've done the side-by-side. You can 100%. Do the side-by-side in Nashville. There's certain, very few areas, but around the Nashville area, you can get a Crystal and a White Castle.
And Crystal's not getting enough credit. They changed their fries, and their fries are dynamite. Normally, when people change their fries, it usually is a downgrade. Crystal has upgraded their fries, and they deserve commendation. Put respect on their name, Kevin.
I'm telling you, Crystal's. People think they want White Castle.
No, you want Crystal.
Crystal, just go to Crystal.
Pick five.
It is better. The reason, it just doesn't have the coastal elitism of a White Castle.
It's way better. It didn't have a movie. It didn't have a stoner movie.
Exactly. But Crystal, like the bun of Crystal.
So much better.
In comparison, it ends your
debate.
It ends the debate. A Crystal chick is actually a thing. Like, what is the White Castle chicken sandwich? Who knows? Like Crystal... No doubt better than White Castle. I do think Shake Shack. Personally, I like it better than In-N-Out, Jeffrey, and I know you'll probably fight me on that. And then you have the...
Burger's not better, but
somebody might say Freddy's is better than Culver's.
It's not, though.
I'm just saying.
If you want to talk... Here's where I will meet Shake Shack people halfway. The fries are undeniably better, and if you're talking about the entire meal, burger, fries, drink, all that... I can see where you would give a nod to Shake Shack. The burger to me, though, at In-N-Out, still better. Like I every time I go back, I keep thinking eventually I'm just going to be like, you know what? It's fine. Yeah. Whatever. Every time I go back, I just start crying.
Oh, yeah, really?
So good.
Oh, wow.
The last time I was in Vegas. Oh, gosh.
Now, for the record, this list, my list of three is because of the idea that Raising Cane's is coming. Raising Cane's is actually on the list, but they have already
committed.
That
was on my list as well.
They've already torn down Bed Bath & Beyond in front of Wolf Chase to build... Memphis area.
Take location. Abner's, give us Cane's.
So what, is there another one? But the reason why Castle's on that list, because I think we're running out. I think we're getting everything. Memphis, we are a big fast food city. Obviously, we've shown our enthusiasm in recent years for these chains coming to Memphis. Nashville has kind of always been a big fast food mecca, and because there are one of the few places where you can get White Castle and Crystal, both. Like Nashville has a bunch of places they've got this commitment with In-N-Out. What is that? Is there anything else that we're missing?
So,
I don't know.
Most people will expect me to say J-Bo, Jack in the Box. I want to point out.
I know we don't have it, but come
on. Jack in the Box has a special place in my heart, but I'm well past my drunk food stage in life.
Can you still get two tacos for a dollar?
It's probably $1.29 now.
Probably.
And those tacos, it's the thing. Like if it's like 1 a.m. after a party in college, those tacos are everything you want in the world. The problem is, if you eat those tacos sober, you realize like these are disgusting. But
now the Jack in the Box mascot, I like him.
Great mascot.
I like him. But yeah, Jack in the Box
tacos
is fine.
Pretty good.
Del Taco, there's one to put on the list, and this not there. You can go right across the bridge in Arkansas. They're in Arkansas.
Yeah.
So like not in West Memphis, but you know you got to keep going further. But you can find Del Taco's not too far from Memphis.
That's pretty much my list.
I think Del Taco. I do think you're right. I think
I like Del Taco.
They have an alternative to Taco Bell option. We don't have that. Many cities do have. Del Taco is the number one. But there's other ones on that list, other fast food taco places. But I think that's what is actually missing, because Memphis, I would always, you know, always say we do, you know, the Tui's made a lot of money off of Taco Bell.
And Mike Lohr. All right, let's take a quick break. Kevin has an important question. Should Memphis become a Drake city? Let's ask CJ Hurt that question when we come back right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
CJ Hurd is a Grind City Media personality. You can see him on the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurd each and every weekday. Also, check out the HBCU Huddle. Follow him on Twitter, on X, at ConRadicalness. CJ, this was a question that Kevin posed off the air, so I'm going to defer to you because I don't feel like my opinion is strong enough. With Kendrick Lamar completely and dominating right now, the rap beef between Drake. He wins all the Grammys. He's going to be the Super Bowl halftime act. It's Kendrick Lamar's world right now. Kevin poses the question, should we zig when they zag and be a Drake city?
No, Drake never performs here. What are we talking about?
He performed at Rail Garden.
For that,
well, he recorded, right? He recorded a video.
He didn't perform at Rail Garden. He was at Rail Garden and they shot something for a music video.
Repping the Tigers, though. He was repping the Tigers.
Okay, so, all right. Drake has lied to us twice, Kevin. He lied to us when he didn't come in to do the tour, last year and a half ago?
He's missed
whatever.
Some shows.
And then he missed Memphis Madness when he and Justin Timberlake were supposed to perform.
I don't think that was advertised, was it?
Was that ever actually, like, no one's going to confirm that, but has anyone at least off the record said that was the plan? Because I felt like that was like a message board rumor that just got going.
Yeah.
I think our boys
Jason and John might have also put a little gas on that fire as well.
All right, CJ, just give me a second here. I'm pondering the question, right? Because you've got to pick a side, Drake or Kendrick. Obviously, it's easy to pick the side of Kendrick. He's on a roll. His tracks were better, right? We'll give him that. He's winning Grammys for them. He's performing at the Super Bowl halftime show. But here's Drake. Drake now also has a side beef with LeBron, who we aren't big fans of LeBron here. Drake's dad, I mean, Drake spent time in Memphis growing up. His dad still lives here. His dad was on the cover of the Memphis Flyer. He is performing at Rail Garden doing shows. Like, Drake it has
doing
Memphis
shows.
Time. Okay, he's doing music videos at Rail Garden that is now closed. But
closed for renovations.
Yeah. But, so, I mean, Drake, yes, he did, I know on the other side, I can't ignore, yes, he did cancel those shows, but there had to be a reason behind, you know, that he's not going to come here, but maybe, you know, what, I don't know what those reasons are, but.
Ticket sales.
But he does have Memphis ties, so shouldn't he be the guy that we support And he's not.
No, Kevin, you don't know. No, no, you don't support pedophilia. That's what he's accused of. That's why he's losing. Kendrick said, yo, you're a pedophile. He didn't have a good enough comeback for that. So, no, Memphis can't be out here riding for that. Also,
I mean, those
also,
are in-lyric allegations you're talking about here?
His
in-lyric allegations. Yeah,
in-lyric allegations.
All right. In-lyric. Just want to be clear.
Because I don't want Drake suing me or you guys like he's suing his own record label, right? That's the other thing. He's been real grievous about this.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been awful. It's been awful. Right?
So, like Glorilla,
you can say one thing and somebody says something back to you, you go run and tell your mommy or the teacher, nah, we can't have the city rock with that. And the whole culture vulture thing, Kevin, yeah, his daddy from Memphis, that don't mean Drake from Memphis. Drake from wherever the hell Drake from.
He would come
from.
Spend summers and stuff. He would spend summers in Memphis. Yeah.
That don't mean
can you
from
be
Memphis.
On Degrassi and be from Memphis?
Jackson, Tennessee. I spent summers in Jackson, Tennessee. I'm not from Jackson, Tennessee. Get out of here.
No, I'm not Memphis saying we're claiming him as a Memphis artist. I'm not putting him in the Memphis round of music bingo that we do. But I'm saying, like, there is a big-time war going on. It's been going on for a year.
Is there? Because
it's over. It's over. Kendrick's
CJ,
won now. I mean,
correct me if I'm wrong, because I would never pretend to be an expert on this. But the problem with this stance to me seems to be we've never seen a true knockout in a beef like this. Like, Kendrick Lamar didn't just win. Like, it's an overwhelming win where basically, to your point, the only result that Drake is left with is I'll sue you, which is usually never a great comeback. But it does feel like this was such an overwhelming win. It's like, is that really the horse you want to ride on?
We've seen way worse knockouts than this from a beat standpoint.
Not with the Grammy in your hand, though.
No. Well, that's not a knockout. Nobody gives a damn about the Grammys in beef. Are you kidding me? They ended Ja Rule's career. Ja Rule is no longer a rapper because Eminem, Busta Rhymes, and 50 Cent hopped on a track and ended his career. Say, hey, we got to get this dude up out of here by not only ending his career, got rid of the whole Murder, Inc. family. And if you know anything about rap, especially from that time frame, Murder, Inc. was pretty popular. Murder, Inc. was one of the labels up in the Northeast, and they just came through and said, nah, not no more. Get all of that up out of here. We're done with that. So, like, and that's just one example. I could go on and on and on and talk about better, to me, better beats than this one and better knockout blows, right? Like, okay. I still think back-to-back, when Drake dropped back-to-back on Meek Mill, I think that was a better knockout because it was like, yo, is Meek ever going to say anything or do anything remotely interesting after this? And so far, the answer has been no. Meek Mill got out of jail, and the most interesting thing to come out about him is he and Diddy used to kick it in an intimate fashion, allegedly, maybe.
Allegedly.
Drake is still one of the most streamed artists, right? Drake is still, like, top five in streams, top five in popularity worldwide. So, yes, he lost this beef, but it's not like his career is over. I don't think Kendrick ended his career.
So we can embrace him.
Kendrick Park is out here saying Drake is our favorite rapper still. So, like, no, Drake's still one of those dudes.
I'm just asking if he should have been Memphis's. Now, look, Kendrick Lamar,
former
colleague of mine, I enjoy his work, but not like us. Won the Grammy. Do you think he's going to perform this at the Super Bowl? That is the big diss track.
Is this the only song
record
he's
of the year
perform
song
at the Super Bowl?
Will we hear it?
He doesn't.
People are like, he can't perform it.
He'll probably. Why can't he?
They were saying that. I don't know.
Why can't he? Yeah, and everybody in the crowd is singing A minor. Right? Like, but I'm so tired of that song.
You're tired of it?
But yeah, he'll probably.
Well, after Sunday, it's run its course, right? Like, it doesn't get bigger than being performed at the Super Bowl and winning the Grammys. But
I think we've lost the plot here with that.
We have.
As the children say, as it pertains to that song. Some of the people, let me say this. Some of you walking around singing Not Like Us, bopping about to it, like, y'all the Not Like Us we talking about. Y'all the Not Like Us Kendrick talking about, right? There's a lot of, and the basic gist of the track, minus the pedophilia thing, is, hey, you're not of this culture. You come down, you take from this culture what you want. And I think Memphis knows about that a bit more than others.
Oh, he dropped the Elvis Presley line on it?
I didn't say anything about anybody in particular, but you figure it out. You take from this culture the things that you want, and then you run back like that makes you cool, and it doesn't, right? And so there are a lot of people singing and bopping around to not like us. And I kind of scratched my head. Like, do you not understand he's kind of talking about you in this lyric right here? So, like, I'm just tired of it. It's become one of the many things in this world that ends up getting co-opted by people who don't fully understand what it's talking about and what it means, and they just sort of ruin it.
Are you like, looking forward to that?
Oh, he's doing the Super Bowl.
Are you looking for forward to the Super Bowl halftime show? I mean, this is a big deal. Like, Rihanna, remember, she performed the Super Bowl. She, like, announced her pregnancy during the performance.
Yeah, and they remember, we're in such a weird culture that she's clearly, like, she couldn't have arrows pointing that says I'm pregnant, but it's like, if anyone was like, go, is she announcing a pregnancy? How dare you? It's like, you don't have any rights. It's like, she's on the Super Bowl halftime show, y'all. We're allowed to say something.
And then she went on to that. She was involved with the Oscars that year, became one of the few people ever to do that. And then here's Kendrick. What a week for him, though, winning the Grammy and then immediately going to the Super Bowl. Were you think it's going to be a good show, CJ? Or are you excited about it?
I think it has potential to be a good show, right? Like, as far as excitement levels for this goes, comparative to the past, I'm going to go back to 2010. So from 2010 to now, I'm at the excitement for me on a scale of 1 to 10, like a 6. I'm not, like, over-the-top excited about it, but I think it could be a good show. I was not excited about Maroon 5 in Atlanta. I was not excited about The Weeknd because he wasn't going to be able to do any of his freaky nasty songs in front of the nation, right? So I wasn't excited about that. But Kendrick's got songs that get you up and that you can do and that I think people know and will bop and vibe to, right? Like, I think people know Humble. People know DNA. People will get excited when those songs come on. And I think he's a good first off, great lyricist, Pulitzer Prize winner, one. But two, most importantly, more importantly than all of that, as it pertains to the Super Bowl, can you put on a good show? And we got a snippet of that when the Super Bowl was in L.A., when he performed with Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, 50 Cent, and Mary J. Blige, right? We got a little snippet of it. And it was a good performance. He only did one song, but it was still a good performance. Now you're giving him a whole halftime show, throw in SZA as well, who I think is beautiful, extremely talented. He can get you up and then allow SZA to come in and mellow out the vibe a little bit, and then he could come back and pitch you right back up there. So I'm not really excited about it, but I think it's going to be a good show. And tomorrow, Jessica and I will predict the Kendrick Lamar Super Bowl lick set list.
Ooh.
So that's what we got going on tomorrow on the show. I just finished my prediction.
All right, CJ, we appreciate it, buddy.
Appreciate y'all.
CJ Hurt of Grind City Media. When we come back, we tell your story next, right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, Kevin, for today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story, we go to the President of the United States. Today, he congratulated Tommy Tuberville, and he also pointed out great college coach, coached some guy named Mahomes. Slight problem. Tommy Tuberville was a coach at Texas Tech, but he did not have Patrick Mahomes. That was all Cliff Kingsbury.
Made him a better coach.
But don't tell the story. Tell your story. My thanks to CJ Hurt for joining the program. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, for Kevin, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.